welcome to Dr. Fred Bell. Oh boy, he didn't want that volume down. Health Science and Energy Show, June 3rd, 2010. Our guest tonight will be Peter Coolidge, back on Popular Demand. I got so many emails. And of course, Steve Barish is here. Steve, have you got your Ustream on tonight?
No, I'm having a lot of trouble with my computer for some odd reason. It keeps on shutting down and turning on and shutting down and turning on, so I'm sorry, I can't see you tonight.
That's too bad because I've got my free stage. I've got a drag racing tree here that actually functions. Like we have the drag strip.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'll just put it on. You'll hear it, and I'll let everybody else see it. I'll describe it as it goes. When we drag race, we have these lights.
Yep.
And so this is a staging light. So the top lights that go on, they're the staging lights. They're lit now, and then countdown, when those yellow lights go down, the green comes on. That's how we know when to take off, and when it gets to the end, the red lights will come on once the ET is spot. I've got an actual tree here that functions. It's small. It's a miniature size, and it's about a foot tall.
Yeah, we used to call them the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I've got actually one in my hand here. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But anyhow, it's real good.
No, it's identical, no doubt about that.
You got your Ustream on, Peter?
Yeah, I got it on, man. I finally got the new computer in here. Got rid of the antique.
Oh, did you?
Well, actually, I had a new one in January, and the darn thing went out on me, and so I had to replace that one. So this is the latest new one. It works, you know. That's what counts. All right, does that mean go? No, I don't see the tops. I don't see the go button on it, man.
And the go is right here, and right there is the green.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time. I know Steve's actually freaking out because he can't see
I
it.
Am freaking out.
Yeah, here we go. Now watch the yellow lights will come on the staging light. That's the pre-stage, the yellow light. See, that's pre-staging. That's getting the bumper lined up with the light. And then you have to go up to stage, the second light come on. And then it goes down. There it goes. See, the green light went off. And then the red light went the ET. That's the bottom one. Isn't that cool? Yeah, Steve, you got to get your computer fixed. This is really cool.
That's got to be great.
Looks just like the... It looks just like what's out at the drag strip, you know?
Yep. Yeah, it sounds just like
your hand, and it's electric, and it's got a clock on it. It's a temperature gauge and a humidity thing, you know?
That is so cool.
Yeah, you'll see it next week, probably.
Yeah.
So anyhow, before we get Peter on here, what have you been doing this week? Anything exciting?
Well, I've been working, and something new is happening with my clients. They're starting to vibrate, and I don't know why. But they're starting to actually feel a vibration. And my last client told me about it. And before, I've had some clients that were telling me about that they were actually vibrating when they left. So see what happens.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of renewed interest now in the receptors, especially the new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's great.
People are going crazy over those.
That's great.
All right, so Peter, you know what happened was, after you left, after you were on the air, I got a lot of emails, and they wanted your websites and stuff, because you got so many of them, I tried to look them all up and send some of them out, but I don't know which one is which, you know?
Well, I had a fellow working on bringing all the fluid conditioners under enviromagnetics.net, but I do have saveheatingcost.com. Right now, I'll be done with this thing about next week, 10 days or so. So it is a bit of a situation.
What was the first one you just gave me?
Well, enviromagnetics.net, E-N-V-I-R-O, magnetics, M-A-G-N-E-T-I-C-S.net.
Okay.
Has the auto systems on it.
So that's the auto.
And also, it also has the test, the mileage test, the emissions test. I mean, it's got a good grouping of information. And if you go there, you can figure out which system you want to get. I was thinking, Fred, I was thinking that what we should do is... maybe give everybody, maybe a 15% discount if they type in Fred Bell into the coupon, when our discount coupon, you know, and then I could track that, and we can, you know, give everybody a discount who's comes from your show.
Yeah, because I have many emails, you know.
Sure.
And, that's great.
And then we'll make make an arrangement on the shipping on that thing with you.
Yeah, however you want to do it, I don't care. And then you can sell them direct if you want.
And,
yeah, you can sell them direct back there if you want. You know, I don't. However it goes is fine with me.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, if they go to enviromagnetics.net, that's where the auto systems are.
Okay. Now
the natural gas systems.
All right.
Or if someone's got the fuel oil, the winter, summer, in the wintertime it heats the house and provides hot water. In the summertime, it stops heating the house, but it still provides the water. That system is at saveheatingcosts.com. Now, all of which, it's going to be a lot easier in about the next 2 weeks or so. We got to bring it all under one umbrella.
And you have the magnetizer, too, right?
No, there's no more magnetizer. I'm not associated with them, and they're doing the Mark I technology. This is the second generation Mark II technology, which is, you know, really much more powerful, you know, new designs, much more powerful and you know, a better benefit.
Hmm. So that the magnetizer was yours, though, right?
Yeah, I originated that as a, the first monopolar fluid treatment conditioning system. And, that was a, major R&D company. We really did a lot of work over there. Gee whiz, put about, $20 million into research and development.
Wow.
All of which, has come forward with these new Mark II enviromagnetic systems. So that's a good deal, you know. It's just, unfortunately, I mean, we don't have all the site done yet, but we've got the water softeners. And, you know, if someone contacts us through the contact at enviromagnetics.net, we can get the information over to them on the water softeners, the pool systems. And the pool systems are remarkable. You know, the literally stabilizes the pH. I mean,
problem out here. I saw that email. Explain that email about the electron microscope that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, huh?
Explain that to the audience.
What it is it's the two forms of calcium. You know, one is calcite, which is the hard scale that forms from hard water. And the other form is aragonite. I guess, really, it's hard to see without the visualization. And I don't have it up on the website, but it will be there. But it shows the crystal lattice of the hard scale, the calcite.
It's like a bunch of arrowheads almost, real sharp point.
Yeah. And then once it goes through the monopolar treatment, it forms a new crystalline lattice. It appears to be probably, 10, 15 times more structure. But in any which case, you know, you were talking about when you wash the cars.
Well, out here, if you don't dry them off, you'll have permanent spots in your paint.
Yeah. Well, that's that calcite crystal structure.
Right.
And then if you run it through the monopolar treatment, then what happens if it dries, it becomes that aragonite structure, which is just a soft dust, a soft white dust, which is, you know, you can just wipe off. You know, it comes off. And I guess provisionally, that's what we're looking to do. These systems provide, they take hard water and they make it soft. And that's it.
Huh.
Yeah,
Steve, it's amazing. I don't know how your car, but you wash one of your Cobra off and then it'll be messed up real good if you use our water out here. If you don't wipe it down immediately.
Really?
Yeah, it makes spots in the paint you can't get out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard water. And then when I fill my pond up with the fish in it, you know?
Right.
I have to buy some chemicals that break down the calcium and the chlorine or the fish will die. It's that bad.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that hard water. How does that system work? You put it. How do you apply it to your pipes anyway?
Well, you know, I never forget. Some lady called and she really asked how hard it was to put on, and I asked her. I'm not sure if I told this story to you because I told it a couple times this week. Perhaps I said it last week. All I know is that, you know, you put it on. Where the cold water comes in, whether it's from the well or the municipality. And, of course, if it's from the well, then you put it on before the air tank or the water storage tank, the pressure tank.
Right.
You put a set on there, and there's actually two sets come to a kit. And the other set goes on the exit of the hot water pipe because, you know, essentially, what we're doing is, or what the system does is it puts in millivoltage. A full volt. It puts it in the water and it puts in a positive millivoltage. And what that does is reduce the surface tension. And it also causes, if you will, I mean, most people would say water could be magnetic, but it does cause a magnetic effect that hydrates the scale buildup, the existing scale buildup. It hydrates it to a point where it dissolves like sugar or salt.
Yeah.
And it just dissolves back into the water because the water is now soft and it's got lowered surface tension, which essentially means that it'll hold more hardness factors in it. And of course, lower surface tension gives you soft water, so you get all the benefits of soft water bathing and soft water in the dishes and, you know, all the benefits you'd want. So if one goes on the cold coming in, the cold supply coming in, and the other set goes on the exit of the hot water pipe. And pretty basic stuff. The reason we learned a long time ago that a system on the cold will take care of all the cold lines. It will take care of the water heater. But in keeping the water soft in the water heater, the heat itself kind of loses some of the energy. And so we learned that we've got to re-energize the water coming out of the water heater to make sure that everybody in the last bathroom, the longest distance from the and the water heater is still soft. So that's about the size of it. You put on the cold, you put it on the hot.
Yeah, I came out here. You sent me a system, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. It finally arrived last week. I haven't had time to install it yet. But it just looked like a couple, you know, it looks like some magnets and a little strap them on the pipes, right? Pretty simple.
Wow. It's real simple. There's nothing to it. I mean, you know, it literally takes about, a minute to 2 minutes to put a system on. Someone was telling me the other day, they said, well, you know, these systems look so small, they don't look like they're worth as much money as you're asking for them. And, you know, we're asking, you know, a couple hundred dollars for them. It took us about $20 million in research and development, half of that to be able to come up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't know is that these are the strongest neodymium supermagnets in a very strong design that really delivers the power. And I was thinking about it the other day. You know, I've got, I probably have around 150,000 of these systems throughout the world that are, they're working right now. The older monopolar systems, which were 3 million Gauss-Oersted energy units, 3 MGOE, and these are 42 MGOEs. And so when people, you know, they talk about, well, gee, they're just so small. Because if you notice, Fred, they're only about 2.5 inches long by, say, a little more than an inch and a quarter and 3/4 of an inch thick.
But, you know what happens when you stick one on the refrigerator? You can't get it loose. Serious, you have to slide it off to the edge. You will not pull it off. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. It is remarkable.
Yeah, no, you have to slide it off the edge of the, you know, find a corner of the refrigerator and slide it there. You won't get the magnet off. I already did that. And that was with one of your weaker systems. Yeah, you don't get it near your refrigerator.
Well, amazing. You know, the thing is that I, years ago when I first got into this thing, I mean, one never knows, you know, my path led toward, you know, the use of magnetism and what it could benefit humanity with. You know, one of the things about it is that they don't wear out. They last forever. Talk about, you know, the new coinage is sustainability. Well, these are, you know, permanently powered, so they never lose their power. They deliver all the goods without chemicals, without any additional costs, without any maintenance. They just make everything work better. You know, you put those things on in your home, and then if you water your garden, you're going to get 200 to 300% increase in yield. Your tomatoes, whatever you're growing, you're going to get 200 to 300% increase because the positive energy coming out of that thing just makes the plants grow wonderfully. Hmm. You know, so there's all kinds of benefits, and the nice thing about it is you make a single purchase, and that's it. You're done. It provides, you know, the benefits for the rest of your life, for your kids' life, for your grandchildren's life. You know, it's magnetic free energy. Actually, you got to pay for it, but then you've got free energy forever.
Yeah, will that work on plastic pipes too?
It works on all pipes.
Okay, good.
I mean, years ago, let me tell you that an engineer told me that it wouldn't work on steel pipes. And I was a little concerned about that, what I found is that it works fine on steel pipes. If there's nothing in the pipe, then the magnetism will run sideways on the steel. But if there's a liquid in the pipe, then it flows directly through the steel into the liquid.
Interesting.
Because that's the lower potential. You know,
yeah.
And say you've got the high potential, moving toward the low potential to equalize, and so it does a wonderful job energizing, whatever's in the pipe, be it a gaseous fluid or a liquid.
But we have 5 acres of avocado. We got 300 trees here, and I've got a 4-inch or it's about a 3-inch plastic pipe that goes to the entire irrigation system. I'm thinking of strapping one of them on that, you know.
Oh, sure.
These avocados aren't looking all that hot, and maybe this will make them look better, you know, because they had root rot out here in this area, and they had to chop a bunch of the trees, trim them all down the stump, and then they grow back up again. And I think I'll put one on that and see what happens. Because it waters.
Years ago, I did some work on Phloxera, which is it's a type of bacteria that invades and destroys grapevines.
Right.
And, you know, it's the old story that if the plant is really well, it can defend itself, you know, from everything. be it root structure problems, any insects, bacteria, etc. And it worked great. It took some of these vines. I mean, it is amazing. I don't think people realize it unless they run into it. But some of these grapevines are like 4 inches in diameter. And I mean, this is an older vine. So, but once they go down, then you've got to pull them out. You've got to restart the vines. It takes a number of years before they become producing. It's a real tough thing to happen to a vineyard. We put the magnets on there, and it made the vine strong enough that it just got rid of the Fluxora. So I think that it probably would be helpful on your stuff over there, avocado trees, whatever you have. I would suspect it would be quite good for them.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to try it out. Now, when you hook that up to the hot water heater, you hook it up to the cold water pipe and then the hot water pipe out. That's what you were telling me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what about the cold water pipe? You need to put some on there just on where it comes in the house, right?
Well, essentially, it's interesting. Years ago, we used to, and you can test it with a volt meter. You run the hot lead in the water and ground out the cold lead, and you'll pick up the millivoltage in the water. And without the magnets, and probably out there, I would imagine you'd probably get a negative 900 millivolts or somewhere around that area. Then you put the magnets on, and it'll drop and go toward positive. And it'll stay there while it descales, and then once it descales, it's fully descaled, it will stabilize, and it may go down to perhaps a negative 100 or may move over into the positive 100 millivolts. But the thing is that what occurs is when you put it on the cold supply, it continues and energizes all of that cold water throughout the place.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if the water has to travel perhaps more than 100 feet, then it's going to need to be re-energized because of the laminar effect, the flow effect of the water moving down the center of the pipe and all the eddy currents along the inside the perimeter of the pipe, it breaks up the energy after a while. We call that longitudinal vibrational depolarization. In the hot water heater, heating the water, and while that energy comes in and it's keeping that water, that hot water tank, scale free, it loses some of its energy. So, what we do, and we call that thermal vibrational depolarization, you put another unit on the output, and takes care of the place.
Yeah, this place has two hot water heaters, and sometimes it's 150 feet from one hallway to another because it's got sort of like the White House. It has two wings, and they're very, very long wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big place. It's got 300 feet long, but it's like a V shape, and then the bottom of the V is like this round area, which is like a vestibule, and the house goes in two directions. So we might have to get more of those magnets on there.
Oh, definitely. Well, I don't know when I'll be out there, but if you want to, throw a little diagram together. And just give me some distances, simple schematic of it. We can take care of it very easily.
The house in Laguna was vertical, so it wasn't too long. It was only like 50 feet long, but on three different floors. Here it's all on two levels, primarily almost one level. And so it's a ranch-style house, and they're big, long, they're long, rambling houses, ranch houses. It's a long walk. Sure. You got to go from the bedroom to one of the garages, for example. That's a long walk. You think about it before you head out, you know. Joke around here.
I'd say more reason to stay at home, huh?
Yeah, we don't go out a whole lot anymore. Because it's, 7-8 miles to the nearest anything, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's houses.
What do you do? Use a waveguide machine to do long distance?
Yeah. No, we have our own laundry room and everything here, and a lot of storage, because we go shopping, we store up. We don't go to restaurants like we used to. We used to go every night, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Well, I remember.
Yeah.
That's sure.
Too far
well,
to go now.
I mean, how do you like it? Do you feel like you're getting more done out there?
Yeah, I get a lot more done out here.
More relaxing, less.
Don't hear any cars or anything because there aren't any, you know. So time goes by fast and days go by fast. Months go by fast. Whereas in Laguna, there's so much traffic and people walking around, the neighbors make racket. Different world, you know, when you're out here. There's no sound. Except the Marine base. They shoot those big guns and you can hear them. They're 12 miles away, but they've been shooting a little bit today. You have the big, you go boom, boom, boom. You know, when you're outside, inside, you don't hear them because the walls are like a foot thick. But outside, you can hear them. But I don't mind the sound. It's better than hearing sirens, you know. And then we got helicopters to fly over. They don't fly at night, but they fly over during the day. Because the Marine base has 300 of them over there. That's a lot of helicopters.
Wow.
And then occasionally we get a spaceship. You know, we've had a couple Pleiadian ships come out here. So kind of neat.
Well, I figured it's one of the reasons I figured you must have gone out over there, you know, because it's certainly not the most facilitated place in Laguna to.
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
The guest house here is almost the size of the Laguna house. This is just a guest house, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I tried to get Steve out here. He never shows up. What happened, Steve?
Well, last time I was out on a train, you know what happened there. But
yeah.
I'm coming out. Is it September when we're going to put on a show?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, we'll do another one.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think I'm going to fly.
Oh, really? That'll be quicker.
Yep, a lot faster.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to do. I'm really looking forward to
it. Steve, what happened on the train? I mean,
I took a real bad fall. I was I stepped on ice and snow when I walked between the two cars, and I went down and really hurt myself really bad. I ended up going to the hospital the next morning.
Really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you didn't quite make it to the show.
Yep.
So anyway, let's go into magnets a little bit as healing systems. First of all, what do you think of these magnetic blankets? What's your take on those?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen them. You know, I've read about them. I know a lot about the magnetic beds. You know, I've got friends that have designed them and used them. I've seen some terrible ones out there that, you know, were incorrectly designed and kept a person on the verge of trying to commit suicide.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know, so as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we will customize a bed for someone. Reason being is that we'll build a bed. We want to know where they sleep on the bed, basically, because we use negative poles. Use the bio-negative energy, which is very important. I mean, that is the energy that the body runs on. But if someone needs a bed, generally they're pretty ill and like myself, they just desire to sleep on them. But when we make them, we keep the magnets out of the adrenal gland area. We allow about a foot of area for the people so they don't have their adrenal glands directly in the bionegative field. You know. Reason being is that what we found is that What will happen is, you see, there's a limit. You reach a certain zeta potential of your electromotive energy, vitality in the cells, and then, you know, it doesn't go up any higher. It's around 900 picofarads, 900 billionths of a volt, unless you're an adept master and you know how to, you know, raise 100 volts. But most people aren't and don't, and it has no, you know, bearing on what we're talking about. But what we've found is that the adrenal glands in the negative field on, I mean, essentially about an inch away or half an inch away from the magnets, if you're lying on them, and then, you know, most people do lie on their back somewhat during the night, we found that people... When you ask them how is sleeping on these things, and they'll say, "Oh, it's wonderful. I wake up. I'm just haven't felt so good in so many years." And then you dig in and you find out that that's what they remember from the first week of lying on the bed. If they have, if it's a fully negative bed, and we ask them questions, we find out that. They're actually a little bit lethargic, and we've been able to pinpoint that to actually a hypoadrenal gland function from getting too much bio-negative energy. So what we've done is that we just adjusted it in our customization for the beds, we just make sure that the magnets are not under the adrenal glands. And it's just that simple. But I tell you what, I saw Neekin, I speak very forthrightly about this. They had a bed out, and years ago when I talked with those people, they didn't care whether it was north or south. They said it doesn't matter, and unfortunately, there's a really slick, in any other product like it, very. Slick literature and everything else, but no science behind it. And they were producing a catch-as-you-can positive-negative bed, just throwing the magnets on, no direction. And this one gal, I mean, she's trying to commit suicide. She had chronic fatigue, she had fibromyalgia, and she had so much pain from it. And we found out that she had one of these early Neekin beds. And we told her, get off of that thing. And as she got off of it, 80% of that problem went away. And she didn't want to commit suicide anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. Same thing with those blankets. You know, the body has a non-polarized magnetic field. Those blankets, you can't control them. You don't know what's going to happen when you sleep on one of those. I have clients tell me that they have them in the arcane of the pyramid, and I always tell them, throw them out. The pyramid's fine, but those blankets are no good. Unless somebody's actually made them one that's polarized for their body, forget it.
That's right. I mean, the thing is I call it slapping magnets, and I've seen so much of it. I see the bracelets, I mean, let's face it, if you're wearing one of the bracelets incorrectly, you're actually putting the energy in the wrong polarity. You're short-circuiting your own electrical energy. The necklaces of the multi-magnets, which means that, the multi-fields are against your body. And that's incorrect. I mean, a positive energy is inflammatory. As a matter of fact, we use negative energy to neutralize the positive energy of inflammation. I mean, it's just terrible. And excuse me, it's such a science. I mean, it's not an intricate science, but it is. The nerve pathways. You're a doctor, Fred. You understand very clearly that. The body's a fairly intricate mechanism. you know, at the cellular level, even more micro level than the cellular level. And you've got to treat it right. And you know, it's unfortunate that there are so many inarticulate magnets out there. It's just sloppy magnets. Now, when you do it correctly, when you follow the way the energy pathways of the body work, I mean, you can bring people out of terminal comas.
Yeah.
You know, you can have, you know, you can have crushed, splintered legs, people walking in 3 months, as opposed to, you know, 10 months before they start physiotherapy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember that time you worked on somebody with a coma, right, and brought them out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's quite remarkable what you can do when you input the energy into the body's natural flow of energies. And that's the key. And I will say right now that that is what we've been teaching, you know, for some time.
Yeah, tell Steve about that time the girl was in a coma for many months and you brought her out. Remember
really?
That? Yeah. Remember that one, Peter? Remember when you did that? Huh?
She had taken a normal dose of antibiotics and it landed in her pancreas and it shut it down.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, her son, a printer, was doing some work for our California office, and he asked if there was anything we could do, and, you know, she.
How long was she in a coma for?
Well, she was, it was about, I guess, a little less than a couple weeks, and by the time we got to her, they were saying that she had about a 36 hours. Her trend was to terminate in about 36 hours.
So we're going to turn the life support off?
Well, the thing is that, you know, when the pancreas goes, you know, you don't have life support. There isn't life support when the pancreas is just down. So he asked the doctor if he could try something, and the doctor said okay. And so what we did is we put a super magnet over her pancreas, and we also did the Meridian Energy Therapy, which, you know, for those who don't know, is a negative on top of the head and positive under the right hand and left foot, and negative under the left hand and the right foot.
He's a little round magnet you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
As I'm describing to people, that are little round magnets with a green side and a red, one side is green. They look like poker chips. And one side is green and one side is red, and they're about half the size of a poker chip and three times as thick, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have them in about three different sizes, small, medium, and large. And the large ones, the Super Biomag, you know, that's only an inch in diameter and three-quarters of an inch thick, but it will deflect a compass through the width from side to side of the body. You know, hold it on the right side and deflect the compass on the left side. So these things are pretty powerful.
Yeah, so anyhow, go ahead. I just want people to understand what, when you say positive or negative, that you're talking about the green side or the red side when you apply it to the body.
Yeah, it's in the accepted scientific theater of magnetobiophysics, which is the true science of biomagnetism, the use of magnetic fields in assisting the body's healing. The color green is bio-negative. It's the bio-negative energy, which is the healing energy of the body. If you hurt yourself, it sends a signal to the brain, and it sends the bio-negative energy down in the area to heal the area, to reconstruct the area. The positive is the color of red. And so we've got green and we've got red, and these universal accepted colors. You know, we're trying to, you know, do everything as scientifically as possible. So what we did with her is we put the super magnet over her pancreas. Now, that wasn't, I didn't think that that would be enough by itself because she was shutting down. Her whole system was shutting down. I mean, you know, the pancreas shuts down. You know, there's the system, it just can't survive it. So we did the meridian energy therapy, and that is putting it on the, you know, the five peripheral points of the body, you know, the hands, the feet, the top of the head. And, of course, they have to be the correct polarity, which if anyone knows polarity medicine or Reiki, you know, they can, they'll understand immediately those particular points, those particular energy points. So we put those on, and what happens from those energy points is all the energy from those points starts moving through the body. Now, we're talking about electromotive energy here, so you've got a very stimulatory energy going, and it's moving through the body, and it's going to meet at the solar plexus. And anything that is low operating, a hypo-functioning organ, any tissue that's not carrying the energy, anything that's low in vitality levels, the energy will raise that area up so that that area will simply carry the energy forward. And so in this case, what happened is we put these magnets on. We did the MET, meridian energy therapy, and the pancreas. And all of a sudden her vitals started to ascend rather than decline. And about 3 days later, she woke up. And she stayed in the hospital for about another week, but she left fully healed. And, you know, and by the way, she continued to wear the daytime therapy, still wearing it. You know, like most of us who have gotten into biomagnetism, we, you know, get our daily energy supplement from our magnets. But she was a young woman, 50 years old. You know, so had a long life ahead of her, and you know, fortunately, we have these advanced therapies that we can use.
So, what do you think of that, Steve? That's pretty amazing. Huh? I remember when this happened.
I think that's really amazing. Yeah,
I was around when it happened.
Absolutely. That's amazing, Fred. I mean,
yeah, these magnets would be good in your practice for some of your clients.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
They work really good with our receptor projector family.
Yeah, yeah. That would be really,
oh, yeah,
really good.
Oh, I mean, you know, you bring the whole radiant cosmic energy. I mean, you know, A to Z waveforms in. And what you're doing is lending the body, you're giving the body, you know, all that substantiating energy. In which case the biomagnetism, of course, accentuates, you know, all the functions of the body, and that all that radiant energy can go input immediately.
Now, your book,
phenomenal, the two together.
You know, it's amazing because the... the magnets, when you're talking about putting the five magnets on the body, you have chakras in your hands and you have chakras at the bottom of the feet. And you have the chakra above your head, too, or in that area. And that's got to be very potent. That's got to be really, really potent. Because you're really working the body that it's just amazing what you're telling me.
Well,
I would like
to
get some of those.
You walk around... when you're fully energized, you walk around with the golden glow, you know, the golden aura, except when you touch people, then, of course, it goes high purple above the head.
Yes.
That's, you know, when you're fully energized, you know, mm-hmm. which shows to me that a lot of people, you know, go throughout their entire life without being fully energized.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So this certainly is a, you know, almost a mechanical method to... assume a higher ascendancy. You know, one of the areas, you know, we were talking about last week was the use of the CVS, the magnets on the back of the neck. I mean, that is phenomenal. That is really phenomenal, that placement, because, you know, one of the issues about negative bio or bio-negative energy is the downspin factor.
Okay.
You know, bringing the connections together. I mean, that's the way the body works, is when all the connections, it works at its best when all the connections are close and communicating. You know, and that two stack of power wafers on the lower CVS is just so good. I mean, it really lends to, you know, clarity of thought, calmness. I mean, it just it's phenomenal. And when I was dealing with this one 91-year-old patient who was in a coma, a septic shock coma, you know, his son was trying to keep him alive, and this guy was on his way out. I mean, he was ready to terminate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his organs essentially were just, I mean, they were barely operating. And that's when I developed that organ group energizing therapy. Mm-hmm. And we just put him on the key main organs, you know, the mm-hmm. the liver. Mm-hmm. And pardon me if I'm repeating myself, but we put on the liver and the pancreas, spleen, and the kidneys, and then on the back of the neck, so that we'd stimulate the brain. And wow, I mean, this guy, there's no telling. They weren't sure if he was going to terminate in a couple minutes or he was going to terminate in a couple days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a septic shock coma. You know, he had been in it for a bit, and you know, just on his way out. And hey, it worked. You know, it worked great, you know, stimulated the brain, stimulated the organs, and, you know, the whole body starts, you know, becomes active again.
Yeah.
So.
But did you come out of the coma, too?
I'm sorry?
He said, how long did it take him to come back out of his coma?
Yeah, he was about the next day.
How long?
Maybe a day and a half, something like that.
And how quick did he recover?
You know, I tell you, he was up and about in about a week, and the last time I heard, he was not using the dialysis machine, and then I lost communication with the case. I did hear later that he actually passed. He purposely passed because he wanted to join his wife, who had passed 20 years previous.
Right.
He actually told his son, look, I want to die. I want to join your mother.
I mean, I need to get Dr. Kevorkian over there after having you over there. You took him the wrong way, right?
You're doing cleanup work? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'll have to get Jeffrey Feiger for your attorney. Out of Michigan there.
Hey. Well, you know, I got to tell you.
Unterminator.
What's that?
I said, we'll call you the Unterminator.
The Unterminator, yeah. Well, you know, we've done a lot of work. I mean, you know, I'm responsible, I guess, really for designing these circuits. And all I've done, I mean, you know, we use both positive and negative on the, you know, the rotator cuff on the shoulder. You know, I've seen 20-year cases from, athletes who couldn't lift their arm really above the level of their shoulder. All of a sudden, within a week, you know, getting full rotation. And what I found is that in taking the normal energy circuits, the normal nerve pathway circuits, and particularly in the joints, and putting the positive on the positive side and the negative on the negative side, what it does is it regrows everything in between back to basically blueprint. I mean, this is wonderful. You know, I mean, let's say you've got a rotator cuff that's worn out, and you know, the spongy material's worn away, and then you put some magnets on it, and you know, I do recommend acetylmyristoliate. That seems to be an excellent supplement in rebuilding joints. and they rebuilt.
Yeah,
well, I'll check.
Yeah, what about, we're going to run out of time. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. But what about people that get calcium growth up in their spinal cord when they get older and they need to have an operation for it because it starts to pinch the nerves out? Is there anything you can do about removing unwanted calcium deposits?
If the stenosis isn't too advanced,
yeah,
we've had a lot of good reactions a constant application. A lot of times there's a pinched nerve, or nerves being pinched.
Right, exactly, yeah.
What will happen is that excess calcium will start to release as the energy is forcibly rebalanced. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the excess calcium it doesn't belong there. We've seen this with arthritis.
Okay.
You know, when the body, particularly at the perimeter, loses its energy values, each joint is normally the same pole, and like poles repel, and that's a normally healthy joint. And then if the electromotive energy of the body goes down in those areas, and they do happen peripherally first, then the sockets, the bone, the end bones going into the joints will start to go north-south, negative-positive, and they'll start to calcify. And we've seen the reversal of that by building the energy up in the body, simply from wearing the magnets over the heart and energizing the whole body. It's great. You know, it's a wonderful thing that it accomplishes that. It's done a good job for a lot of people. Arthritis is no fun.
No. Well, we got run out of time. There's a bunch of other body conditions I'd like to talk about, but unfortunately, we're out of time. We'll get you on next week or the week after to continue on, because we've got a big audience on Ustream and a nice audience on BBS that's probably pretty interested in what we're talking about. Put your websites up there again.
The health is biomagscience.net. biomag science.net. The automobiles is at enviromagnetics.net. If you're looking to save on water heating or any of those kind of things, that's at saveheatingcost.com. But I'll tell you what, anybody that hits the contact email at any of those places, we'll guide them toward whatever product they may need.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, thank you, Fred. Thank you so much. And Steve, good to hear your voice. I really appreciate, we work real hard over here to, make things for people that, can help them a lot. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Steve. Steve, put your number out, and then I got to put the music on, and we got to get out of here.
Sure. Anybody needs some help with Paradigm, the necklaces, I'm more than happy to do that. It's 585-746-8321. Thank you.
Our number is, Paradigm, is 1-800-729-2603. It's 1-800-729-2603. And we are at that Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show on June 3rd, 2010. We are now listening to George Winston and myself get us the heck out of here. Next week, 5 o'clock Pacific p.m., same time, same station, bbsradio.com or Fred Bell Show on Ustream. Thank you.